Hello.
Hello.
Hi, this is Martha, returning your call from customer support. To whom do I have the pleasure of speaking with today?
Who is this calling?
Hi, how are you? How may I help you today?
Who are you calling from?
Well, we are a third-party call center, and we handle all types of different accounts.
Okay. Okay, and what... And you got my number from, am I on hold for you or what?
You requested a call, Matt.
Okay. So, okay, this is what I'm calling about is that Celebrity Skincare, that this is a Lowe's promotion for being a good customer and so forth, and you give out these things that the only thing you have to pay for is the shipping and handling. Are we on the same page? Do you know what I'm talking about?
Could you give me the zip code on the account that you're calling in about today?
The zip code? Oh, my zip code?
Yes.
Yeah, 33844.
And you said 33804?
Yeah, 33844. 33844.
And the name on the account?
Myrna Palmer.
Palmer?
Yes, P-A-L-M-E-R.
And you said Lindsay?
I'm sorry, what?
What was that first name?
Myrna. M-Y-R-N-A.
Okay, because it's not, let me see here. And could you respell that first name again? Because it's not coming up under the zip code. I'm going to try to search it up under the correct spelling of the name. Let me have the correct spelling of the first name.
M-Y-R-N-A.
Okay, so the phone cut out. Let me see. I don't know what's wrong with this phone. Could you respell that?
It's M as in Mary. Y as in young, R as in Rose, N as in Norman, A as in Ann.
Myrna Palmer. That's not coming up. Do you have the last four digits of the card number that was charged?
Yeah, I do.
Because it's not coming up under the zip code, the name, or the telephone number. So I'm going to see if I can locate it up under that last four digits of the card.
Well, I don't think I should give that to you. I don't feel comfortable giving it to you. What this is about is this Celebrity Skincare. Do you?
Well, ma'am, as I said, we are a third-party call center, and we do handle all type of different accounts.
Okay.
So what we do is we ask you for your zip code, and we try to locate your account that way. We locate through zip code, first and last name, telephone number, or the last four digits of the card number. Unfortunately, while trying to locate your account, I haven't had any success.
The last four digits of the four set of numbers going across is 3941.
Yeah, it's not giving me anything. Let's see here.
Well, I'm giving you everything that you ask for.
Let me see. I'm going to see if I can locate it another way. Okay. And it looks like there was an initial order placed on the 12th. It looks like you placed an order today.
Yes.
For that elevator.
Yes.
Okay. Now, that elevator, it is, let me see here. The products are all natural. Now, what seems to be the issue with the...
The issue is I don't know what the ingredients is, and my skin is very sensitive, so I need to cancel the order. And also, what it did when I went to go to the bottom, it was only supposed to be paying shipping on it, which was the $6.97, and it added this eye cream to it, which I didn't, you know, it's not even one of the things, but it's added it to the account, and it's, you know, it's some kind of eye cream. It looks like a lipstick tube, and they added that on for another $7, and so the total came up, where do I get it here?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, shoot. Yeah, the total came up to like $14 or something like that dollars, and I don't even know what that is at all. So I want to cancel the order.
Okay, now let me tell you what I can do. I can place a 30-day extension on the account, and that just so it gives you enough time to get the products and see if you like it or to look at the ingredients. Ma'am.
No, ma'am, I don't want it because it's there's no way of this is really not very good. They slip this in, and you have no way of saying you want it or you don't want it. It's put in, and you're charged for it. And so I don't want it, and I'm going to take it up with Lowe's. I was just looking up the number with Lowe's that they promote this thing. But it's really being dishonest. That's what it's being. Because they put something in that you're willing to try one thing but not the other. And then they charge you for it, and you don't even have a say whether you want it or not. Do you understand where I'm coming from?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. So I want it canceled.
Okay. Let's see here.
Because the next thing I have to do is then I have to go to my credit card, and then I have to explain to them that it's not I don't want it paid for.
All right. Well, I can go ahead and get this canceled for you.
I appreciate that. Do you understand? I mean, this is just not, it's making you take something that you don't want.
All right. Well, I did go ahead. Let me get this canceled on for you. Yes, ma'am. And how's your day going so far today?
Well, not the best, to tell you the truth.
Well, I'm sorry to hear that.
Thank you.
Go here, back here. Here. Yeah, Yes, ma'am. All right. So I did go ahead and get the account canceled. And outside of that issue, is there anything else that we can help you with today?
Yes. Can you give me verification of the cancellation?
It's going to send a cancellation code, which will be C as in Charlie, 17366.
I'm sorry, Susan Charlie.
No, C as in Charlie, 17366.
C17666. I'm sorry. Just say it all again, then I'll be quiet.
C17366.
Okay, 366. Okay. And that would be, I won't be charged for this, either one of these. I won't be charged the $14 or whatever it was.
No, ma'am.
Okay. Is there anything else that I can do to keep this off of my, so it won't go on to my bank account, right?
Correct. It will be refunded in 3 to 5 business days, depending on your bank or credit card company.
Okay. All right. And can I have your name, please?
My name is Martha.
Martha?
Yes, ma'am.
That's an old-fashioned name.
Yes, ma'am. That was my grandmother's name.
That's very nice. Well, I thank you very much. My name is Mona, and I appreciate very much you doing this for me. It scared me because I didn't know what was in this, you know, to put something around your eyes. I have macular degeneration, and that it scares me. So I appreciate it very much.
Okay. Well, thank you for calling customer support. Enjoy the rest of your day.
Thank you very much, and you too. Bye-bye.
Good.